Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report. On this very special edition, we're in LA. I'm Charles Firth, and with me today are Vic Zerbs.
Hello.
And Jenna Owen.
That's me, Charles.
And we have been in Los Angeles for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've been wheeling and dealing.
Yeah.
We've been wheeling and dealing, and we've been living together in what is, I think, a comedy hype house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what a hype house is, Charles?
Is it where YouTubers live together and sort of do videos or something? Do they? No.
You know what? He was actually more right than what I thought.
He absolutely was. Mm. That's right. YouTubers, TikTokers, but yeah, young people. And that's what we essentially are. We're a hype house of little freaks.
Of really young people and me.
Yes, exactly. Well, exactly. Yeah. And I like the clarification there.
Now, so just some notes before we get on with the show, which is our producer Lachlan has requested that you don't mention the word at all.
Oh.
Because every time we say the word, he has to bleep it out, obviously, because we can't name all the celebrities that.
Right. So all celebrities, including and for adjacent people, will have to be beeped out.
So I mean, I think we can. We haven't really seen any other celebrities though,
like apart from
of course, but apart from.
No, that's not true, Charles. We had one celeb spotting. At that bread cafe. Remember that? It was the skinny guy from the movie Dodgeball who has, I don't think, done anything else.
I don't think he has either, but he's obviously successful enough to be eating at the same place we were.
It was an amazing sighting because no.
Delayed.
But he's the one that, I mean, they're all kind of clumsy, but he's the one that hooks up with the woman and the other team. Who is Missy Pyle dressed up in some kind of different?
Yeah.
Anyway,
what a fascinating content box your brain is.
To be fair, I did spot him. I knew straight away.
I
celeb spotted him.
Yeah, right.
And I said, now that's that man in the bread cafe that we're in. He is from Dodgeball, the movie Dodgeball.
Well, yeah, it's been very exciting. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're just going to. Tell everyone the hot goss on what's hot in LA.
And oh my God, is it hot?
Yes, it is hot.
Piping.
So if you want to get rid of those
piping.
Ads.
Piping.
If you want to get rid of those ads, just go to chaser.com.au/podcast and subscribe.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report. Less news, less often.
What? How have you liked LA? Like, maybe we should explain why we're here a little bit, which is you're just... So incredibly successful that Australia cannot contain you. And you're just bigger than Australia. Is that the...
Does your audience care why we're here?
No, I don't think so. No.
Do you know what? The TLDR, which stands for, Charles?
Too long, didn't read.
Fantastic work, well done. Is that we're in LA and we're taking meetings and we're doing the whole... What they call the LA Scramble in this little town we call Holly Weird. We've learned a lot of terms here.
Oh, yes.
So that's pretty... It's important to know the terms. But also I think it's important to talk about meeting etiquette because we've been doing a lot of meetings here.
Well, one of the terms, just before we go on with meeting etiquette, one of the terms I've learned is, no, I think we'll pass on that. In meetings.
Because you were hearing that quite a lot.
In my meetings.
Weirdly, we didn't hear that at all. When we were kind of in the meetings with you, there was seemed to be a lot of genuine excitement.
That's the other weird thing about Hollywood is so many producers just walked out crying after I'd met with them.
Why
is everyone so sad around here?
I mean, it could be something to do with what we've actually been...
In fact, you're exposing yourself.
Yeah, look, me, last meeting, time I was here in 2016, you could, it was all the rage to expose yourself.
And now it's
and now it's all cancelled. You get cancelled every time you expose yourself.
Yeah, but also, Charles, I mean, we were saying, like, I'm deeply disappointed. I was kind of on the hunt for a Weinstein-type character being here, someone that could make my career. Yeah, well, but that's again, it's passé.
That's the traditional Hollywood hustle.
That is the, yeah, and I guess I just have to do it on, my content now.
I must say, I didn't see any couches in any offices this time.
They had them all removed, all the couches. Right. No casting couches.
Hopefully they were dry cleaned as well.
And have you noticed a lot of the meetings are like in restaurants and cafes and in the public.
In public areas.
Which which actually causes some, I mean, today was a very, very difficult day for me in particular. I want to talk about it. Because
it's the elephant in the room, Charles. I mean, you're trying, I know you want to convince your audience that, you know, we're all successful and we're glitzing it up in the city of stars, but the reality was, now would you like to tell it all? Because it's autonomous to you, you and Charles more so than me.
Well, no, to be fair, you actually had it first.
Yeah, I did. I did have it first.
So we were struck with what I want to call LA belly, which is because we are in what is developing country and you can't drink out of taps. That's true.
Yes,
the food, their gluten is mixed with some kind of weird shit. And they have
You can't drink out of taps. I've been drinking tap water the whole time.
Are you joking?
Are you kidding?
Is that why?
Are you kidding, Charles?
No, you're joking.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
No, you are.
No, you're joking. No, Charles, you
are
can't
you serious,
drink.
Charles? You're not supposed to drink out of the taps.
What?
Are you serious?
Since when?
No, he's pulling out, like. He's pulling out.
No, literally. That's...
Charles, why do you think we've been pumping through the bottled water? Like, we've got no concern for the climate whatsoever.
With it? Because it gives you what I've got.
You've got, Charles. And you know, like, oh my God, this is crazy. What? There's a reason there's filtered water in the fridge. They said drink the filtered water, don't drink the tap water.
I just thought they were being fancy and posh.
No, I think when someone says, please drink the filtered water that we've provided, means something. Generally.
No wonder.
So we've got LA belly, and it's from a whole range of things. Jenna was struck down first, delicate disposition.
I got over it the quickest as well. I would say myself.
We've been told by another Australian actor who's over here that it could be the gluten. The gluten here in LA is very different
to the gluten in Australia, which is why a lot of people in LA think, in America, think they have gluten intolerance, then they go to another country and they go, what the F? Like, this is, I'm not getting the same response. But that's how we've been feeling. We seem to eat a meal and it doesn't seem to be, we can't really work out what it is. But what happens is a process of bodily function.
But it's so immediate. This is the thing. Like,
if you're drinking the water, it definitely is.
And I actually...
No. It explains so much.
This is, I can't believe it took us, and for the audience, this is all we have been talking about all day. I've had the giggles because this is unfortunately my sense of humor, extremely crass. Charles and Vic have both had extreme diarrhea all day.
Yes.
All day.
And so Vic,
tell us
about your meeting this afternoon.
Well, the meeting, we were laughing the whole day because we were driving to, Charles had a different meeting to us. Jenna was driving because she can drive in life, very impressive. She was driving and then Charles goes, fuck, pull over, turn around, I might have to go home. And then
I'm going, shit.
And then
I think I need to cancel my meetings.
So he nearly cancelled his very important meeting with like one of the most important companies.
And thank God you didn't.
That would have ruined our whole lives. But then we were joking that, if Charles Firth walked into this meeting with this big LA person and just literally crapped himself.
Shat his pants.
Yeah. Well, at least it would be memorable. Like, no one's gonna...
They would go back to be like, I had the weirdest meeting with this Australian man. He seemed to shit his own pants.
He got completely sweaty. He started to shake. And then he said, and I'm going to do my best impression of his accent. Fuck, 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 crapped it, crapped my pants.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
So we were laughing that that's what was going to happen to Charles. And I was saying, well, there's some beach towels in the car. Worst case scenario. I said, worst case scenario. Because this happened to me once before where I had
a whole other.
No, at Stanmore Station, I was on a Sunday and
In Australia.
In Australia. So yeah. I came back from the beach and I had a crazy meat pie from a little Maroubra bakery. And I was driving back and my friends were driving back. I lived in Asheville at the time. And I said, fuck, I actually need to get out of the car. Drop me at the station. I'll go to the bathroom at the station. And a lot of bathrooms there. I was running down. It was a Sunday. And I was running down. I was like down to the bone. I was shaking. I was like weeping. And I went there. And the bathroom was locked.
Because people don't need to go to the toilet on Sundays.
No.
They hold it in for Monday, which is an absolute avalanche.
That's why everyone hates Mondays. They got all their craps in there.
Yeah. We should just have one day of the week. How good if, like, instead of going to the toilet, like, multiple times a day, you just had one day of toilet?
Yes.
Do you reckon?
No. No, I don't reckon one day of toilet.
I think my gummies are kicking in. One day of toilet.
We're both LA sober on this trip, which means that we're high on CBD gummies all the time. Yeah. But when I was at Stanmore Station, because I'd just come from the beach, I crapped in my towel and left it on the floor in Stanmore Station. Mm. So I was saying,
like an animal.
There was no other thing to do.
No, Vic, I can't pass judgment. And, you know how much I love that story.
Shouldn't you have at least put it in the bin or something?
You don't understand, Charles. You don't know because there was no.
You came close to understand.
You just left it to a worker to pick up.
No, let's not play this game. When you have that happen to and you become completely disoriented, you leave your body and your body, because your body is just crapped in public and in the sun. It was hot as well. Mm. I have a feeling that the diarrhea is connected to the heat wave. We arrived in LA for the heat wave, immense heat, weird water that Charles has been drinking, the gluten here. So I've been so sick. Like, I've had the worst stomach aches. Mm. And so we were laughing that Charles should just bring a beach towel to his meeting just in case he needs to crap.
Yeah.
Then I go to a meeting with Jenna and our producer Paige here as well. And it's with the fucking, like, hugest comedy company ever. Like, big time.
Yeah. Heroes of ours, really.
Well, are we allowed? Yeah. Should we?
No.
Well, if we do say it, we'll beep it. It was...
Productions.
Yeah, productions. And so I was there at the meeting, and then suddenly I think you clocked me. You clocked that I was something.
Well, I saw all of the life force drain out of Vic's face. I saw her go completely white, and then your eyes kind of focused on like nothing at all. And I went, oh no, it's happening again.
Yeah. And it was in a cafe in the middle of Beverly Hills, a beautiful place. And I just said, I have to go to the bathroom. And so I went there, and then I don't.
And what did the woman who you're meeting with say?
Well, nothing, because Vic, I mean, I knew what was happening because I'd kind of been watching, you know, the bodily, you know, functions of the face kind of move in a distressed way. But.
It was just like, oh, I've got to go. To
the gym. Well, you said I will be
back. Ah, fuck.
No. This is where it gets really evil, which is where I went to the bathroom. I got there. I did my liquid, and then I was searching around for the toilet paper. It was not there. That does not happen. What they did have was toilet seat covers. So what I knew that I had to do, there was two cubicles. I had to use the toilet seat covers to whatever. Then I did the waddle back into the other cubicle.
What?
What do you mean, what? I waddled into the other.
You waddled
into the other cubicle, yes, to get the toilet paper to get it back, and so I could use it. That all this time, I'm messaging Jenna in the group chat with Charles as well.
Yeah, I saw them
saying, "Fuck! I've got the diarrhea. Fuck! If there's no toilet paper, where's the toilet paper? I can't deal with this."
At one point, you go, "This is my worst nightmare."
Yeah, of course, it's my worst nightmare. I'm having a meeting.
It's coming true.
Yeah.
So sorry, I just want to go back because it's like, you know, there was a lot going on. There was the meeting. I got 12 messages on my phone. I never took it in the detail. That you, I mean, I remember you saying waddle, but I'm sorry, I didn't take in the detail of the toilet seat cover as the temporary paper.
I said that in the message. I said, fuck, I'm going to have to use the toilet cover. So I did use that.
Which is ingenious.
It's ingenious,
really?
Yes.
Yeah. So what is the what do you mean by the toilet cover?
You know how you can...
They've just disposable toilet covers. They're kind of like kind of plasticky paper.
Fuck, that's scratchy.
Mm.
Yeah. But then the worst part was, as I was walking back in the walk of shame, well, I waddled, I got the toilet paper, I did everything I could. I felt a little bit better. I was walking back to my meeting and Jenna, I see her, is on her phone laughing. So tell us what you said.
Well, you know, when you get 12...
How do you broach that with a highly powerful sort of Hollywood executive.
Well, it wasn't, you know, I didn't go, oh, I'm going to tell the story of the extreme diarrhea that some of the party have had on this trip. But I looked at my phone and I went, oh, my God, I've got 12 messages from Vic and they were just here. It was a second ago. And, you know, we're on holidays in a different country. I kind of, my mind went, oh, my God, 12 messages. What if it was like, help, help. Help.
And it was actually saying help, help. It was saying help, help, help. I actually was going to say, can you come to get them? But I didn't think you'd actually read them. I didn't think you'd be on your phone in a meeting.
Well, no, but I did because I only was on my phone because I saw 12 messages come through. And, I, you know, if it was one or two, you ignore it. But then 12. But you do have a habit. And this is another thing we can talk, you know, you have a habit of texting me while on the toilet.
What else do you do except text your friend?
My friend. You didn't normally just give me an update. You say, on the toilet, going well, and, yeah, you know.
Stuff like yeah, because, you know, I've got a history with, like, IBS and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and I know. And you like to give me the download. Anyway, but basically I looked at my phone and I kind of went, I laughed. I couldn't contain myself because it was just so funny to me knowing where you were at. Fuck. Mm. No toilet paper. Oh, God. And everyone in like the meeting stopped and kind of looked at me because I had checked. I've done the extremely rude thing of checking my phone and just laughing and then kind of continuing. And then I had to be like, oh, sorry. No, sorry. I wasn't looking at a meme or anything. I was just, Vic's actually texted our group chat just saying, fuck. I've got the worst diarrhea. Yeah. Fuck, this is my worst nightmare.
So I wasn't there for this. Did you say to the most important heroes of our lives, Vic has diarrhea?
I said Vic's having having a toilet nightmare, I think is what. And then I actually said to the lovely woman called that we were speaking to, I said, oh, my God, and they've just sent another one saying like, there's no toilet paper. fuck. And then, you know, she was kind of like, before she kind of, you know, maybe knew where we were at with the whole thing, she kind of went, oh, my God, should we go check on her? Or
well, that's what a good friend would do.
I know. But I got the toilet paper message, you know, but she basically, you're lucky that I stopped her from going in and delivering toilet paper to you.
That would have been mortifying. But I did have to walk back into this meeting and everyone was looking at me. They were laughing at me, my nightmare. They were laughing at me. All my friends were laughing at me. And then Jenna said, well, everyone knows everything. and you know what?
Too long didn't read. Everyone knows everything.
Everyone knows everything. And I just had to sit back down with my, you know, chafed asshole from the tissue covers. I was chafed. I was in pain and I was still hurting. Because it doesn't, you know, because you know about this a lot. You've been in the toilet five times in a morning.
I've just had my ninth poo today.
Charles,
the word poo is disgusting.
Also, like ninth is something so like, let's get to 10.
Well, we've taken some gummies. We've taken some freaking gummies over here. Maybe it's the gummies. Maybe
if I just have another sip of tap water.
I can't know. No, I can't.
Actually, I'm actually really annoyed about this because isn't there a world in which we've all been trying to be safe, spending lots of money on bottled water, drinking the filtered water because we've tried to avoid this kind of like gastro bug that's, you know, apparently in the filtered water. You've gotten it and given it to all of us.
What?
No. I don't know if that's how it works unless...
But you got it first, Jenna. You gave it to us, Jenna.
I don't think so. Did I? Was I really first? I don't
mean...
Yes, you were because you went to that party with all those celebrities.
Yes.
And you went to the weekend when I was still jet-lagged.
And they were drinking the bottled water, remember?
Well, they were drinking bottled water. But I reckon you got the bug at the Hollywood party with...
And everyone on the show.
And there as well. And they gave you gastro. They gave you gastro.
No. That's not what happened. I didn't canoodle with anyone. I maintained some polite distance. I didn't pick up a gastro bug.
Because they're
from
all. The way Jenna talked about that party, they're all comedians, so they're all socially awkward.
Exactly. No one. And, you know, I was possibly the only person in which nobody knew who I was, you know, so.
Yeah.
But knowing my friend was the only one there who had charisma.
Ooh. Touché.
You know what? That's exactly true.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, nobody did have careers. I mean, you know, I knew their bodies of work and I thought, wow, you'd think you'd, you know, bring a bit more hurrah to this party, but maybe that's just it.
Yeah. Maybe they all had gastro.
Maybe they had gastro, dude. But I don't know, because
this is what's happening here. You guys are both absolutely humiliated. You're at like you're low status because you both had diarrhea in meetings, and now you're trying to put it back on me as I'm some sort of gastric bug starter.
Because the thing is, while you were doing that meeting, I had a meeting in the day, and I had the same thing where I got to the end. I had a delicious, and this has been happening. Really delicious sandwich, and pop out the other end. Unbelievable! Like it would have been like 10 seconds past, and then suddenly it's coming out the other end.
Why is it that when maybe it's my thing when I think of me shitting, I just think that's funny and cool. But when I think of Charles shitting, I just go, "That's gross,
disgusting." No, but also Charles, you know, it wouldn't have instantly been your sandwich coming out in liquid form. It would have.
Oh really?
No,
that not the science?
The sandwich? No, it's like literally. You should think of it as Hey, what are those things called where the balls bong bong bong?
Oh, yeah, Newton's cradle.
Newton's cradle. It basically your sandwich, Newton's cradled.
Oh, something else.
Your other meal, yeah. Whatever that may have been.
But how? Like, that's like, there was at that point, that was like the seventh time.
Because, no, but yeah, I don't, but I don't know.
Today.
I know, but also like, it's definitely Newton's cradle situation. It's a Newton's cradle situation because, you know, when
I don't know whether that's true.
Yes, when you eat again, your intestine goes, here comes the food. I better start working. And if you've got diarrhea, it just freaks out. It panics. It goes, shit, I'm going to shit.
So I didn't realize you studied medicine at university.
Yeah, no, Jenna knows exactly what you're talking about. It's amazing.
Bit like Graham Chapman in Monty Python.
Yes, Newton's cradle theory. Look it up.
And you know what is crazy? Is that people have probably clicked on this episode thinking LA, cool, glamorous stories, and we're getting Newton's cradle and Charles's 10-second shit. Let's take an ad break here. I want to take your job. Let's take an ad break here. When we come back, we've got the most secret, amazing story for you.
Yeah, and Charles is absolutely thrilled to tell it.
Yeah, Charles has a story that is going to blow you out of the water.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
None of the medical advice contained in the Chaser Report should legally be considered medical advice. The Chaser Report.
And if you want to get rid of the ads, go to chaser.com.au/podcast. Now, I've got this fascinating story. Unfortunately, we don't have time for it today.
Oh, he's good.
We were setting him up.
We set him up.
So final thoughts about LA. Like, what do you think of this, Tat? Like, you know, to me, as an outsider coming here, I just thought this is a total shithole of a place. Like, it's just trafficy and hot and nothing picturesque and nothing really on. Having spent 2 weeks here, what's your perspective?
When I first arrived, I completely agree with you, Charles. And then people just kept giving us compliments. And I just thought this town might be my favorite place on earth.
Yeah, and I think I completely agree. I love their vibe here. And the city itself, it's sexy, dirty, wild, free, dreaming.
Lots of poo on towels.
Yeah, poo on towels in Venice Beach. That was a real thing I actually saw separate to our entire conversation. But I love this town. I think we definitely want to come back. And I think to respond to your statement that LA was, you know, a shithole. I think for me it was like shithole, shithole, shithole. Oh, wow, that's incredible. Shithole, shithole. Wow, that's incredible. You know what I mean? Like I had majority was shithole, but the golden moments of wow, that's incredible.
There were some golden moments and I'll treasure them for the rest of my whole world.
And so for you, the most wonderful thing about LA was all the compliments you received.
I just think that Australians and
should legalize CBD.
Oh, what? Quickly, we have the most incredible business plan. We've got plan.
Yep.
It's your idea, but I'll pitch it back to you.
Yeah.
We want to get into the, what is it called? The elite gourmet gummy business in Australia.
Yes, this is a good idea.
Get in early, get in often, because they have incredible CBD gummies here. We sell them on the Chaser website.
Yes.
Just normal gummies, nothing in them, but all the profits go to legalized cannabis in Australia.
Really good. I mean, I wouldn't call that a business idea just because you're giving away all of the profits.
No, it's like Rupert Murdoch. Because you're basically plowing all the money into a political cause, which will then cause you to be incredibly profitable down the track.
So you have all the infrastructure in your gummy business. You've already nailed the marketing. You've nailed the
recipes,
the ingredients, recipes. Then you just add the CBD, and you are a fucking genius.
Yes. Oh my god, I forgot how brilliant this was.
So if anyone's in the in some kind of gourmet gummy business,
in the gummy industry,
No, but we don't want them. No, we want to oust them.
But we want to find people who can make the recipe.
No, no, no. I'm just saying, like, you know, anyone from Haribo, anyone from you.
No, but they've got to be gourmet gummies.
And I think it should be, like, we do it in Australia. They should be homegrown.
Yeah, homegrown gummies with, like, lemon myrtle and ginger with swaddle seed and kangaroo bone. It should be completely Australian. Yeah. And then as soon as we legalize cannabis, we have complete monopoly on the market.
Monopoly on how to make good gummies.
And the industry, the weed industry, you are dreaming. You're making money. You're making money is what I'm saying.
And if you're not interested in that product, then maybe you can buy one of the Chaser's teeny tiny bikinis. On one teat it says the Chaser, and on the other teat it says the show. And that's just what did I say? Delete that.
No, do you know why you got confused with Nirvana, the band, the show?
Joke's ruined.
Wait, no, it's the Chaser, the company, the show.
That joke's ruined now.
It's never ruined. It's never ruined when you're my friend.
And you're our friend, Charles.
Our gear is from Rode Microphones, and we are part of the Acast Creator Network. See you tomorrow.